Hello, and welcome to the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. Tonight, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Hell's Rebels, a Pathfinder campaign of subterfusion insurrection by James Jacobs, with Nathan as the DM.
Episode 22.
Is this going to be another Mal versus Door?
Book 1. In Hell's Bright Shadow. The rebellion begins. The city of Kintargo has long been a safe haven for artists, freethinkers, and those marginalized by the oppressive Chaelish government. But now the city has been placed under martial law by Inquisitor Barzlai Thrun. When a protest turns into a riot, a new group of heroes comes together to form an organized resistance against the devil-binding government and the Church of Asmodeus. But can they survive long enough to establish allies? Or will they simply become the latest victims of the thrice-damned House of Thrun? Featuring Becca as Cassia and Sin, Angus as Reginald, Luke as Alexius, and me, Shim, as Zimgalar.
I'm playing you also. I now have hard drive, SSD space. Okay, right. So I think Angus said that he was going to be around later. So,
yeah, potentially. He's I think his like uni friends have come down from Birmingham. So I guess it depends on how that goes.
Yeah. Who wants to play his character? Like, just combat wise.
I guess does anyone have any experience with gunslingers?
Okay.
But, yeah, one second.
I have no idea what his fancy guns do.
It's fine, we'll figure it out. And after this combat, he will vanish into the ether. Meta artifact says.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know the one I'm thinking of, right.
He leans against the wall and pulls through a hidden secret door that we don't notice. I really wanted to use it,
but like it spoiled like a what's it called? Spoils a puzzle, so I can't unfortunately use that idea. Right. That did not like. I don't know why Discord does not like that.
Oh, I'm on D20, not Roll 20. Because I'm stupid.
I don't know if anyone else can see, like, can figure out why that isn't working.
What isn't working?
In links. Angus's thing doesn't come up as a link.
Oh. Huh.
I've never seen that before.
Given that there's cover and precise shot, he doesn't have precise shot, he's probably not going to be hitting well anyway.
True.
Yeah, maybe he should be saving his ammo for if anything else approaches. Just ready some shots.
Right. That now works.
He can also aid another.
He can aid another, yeah.
Right.
Oh, he could shoot if I shield bash someone away, and then they'll be out of combat, but we'll see.
Right, so if I remember correctly, we finished with Malexia's turn last time.
Yep.
So we're right at the back start of the combat, and there was a Skunkake smashing someone. Skunkake 3 is going to smash Sin.
Remember everyone has bardic performance boost.
Yes, I think it should be on your character sheet if you've ticked the box. You got an 11. That's kind of sad. Yeah, no. Oh, well. Poor fella. Sim, it is your turn as Sin gets narrowly dodges a swinging bench.
Slightly average.
Quickly remind myself what I can actually do. My normal routine of casting days on isn't going to be working well here.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
I'm dead.
Oh, let's go for a trip. Why not? I'll try and trip. It's eight.
CMD 21.
Wow.
Yeah, strength 22, I think, does that.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, that's a lot.
As you go to like kind of pull him over with your whip, he almost pulls you off as well, just by his sheer strength, and you end up kind of having to withdraw the whip so that you don't fall over as well.
Technically, he might actually be tripped.
Either I have to drop the whip, or he can make an opposed trip attempt. So I'm going to drop the whip. It's not going to be much use in any case.
Gets pulled out of your hand as he kind of nearly wrenches you over. Poor whip. I feel bad. This is like... Yeah.
A new strategy that doesn't require using a piercing or slashing weapon or tripping anything. Or using mind affecting abilities.
Yeah. Is there anything else in your turn? Otherwise it's...
I don't think there is anything else I can do.
Cool. Alright, Sin.
I believe I hate this dude.
Yes, you do.
And we've got singing. Twenty-one
does hit its AC.
Oh, nice, 11 damage.
Bludgeoning, right?
If he's still standing or something.
I was just asking, is that bludgeoning damage?
Yes, bludgeoning damage.
Cool, he is still standing, but barely. The bones that make up his skeletal frame are starting to look a bit cracked and chipped.
10's gonna miss.
Why is this guy teleporting everywhere?
Yeah, because I saw him last time. I was like, oh, I meant to know he's there. Is he?
Every time I just like go to move someone, he just moves.
He just wants in on the action.
Right. Okay. Yes. So that was a second attack. 10 unfortunately misses. Yeah, as Sin goes to start smashing, like, kind of where the bones are really chipped and cracked, it just, like, falls short at the last moment. Skunk Ape Skeleton 2, however, is still quite healthy, and wishes to invoke retribution on Malexius.
Right.
And gets another 11.
Nope.
Against
the shield.
Yeah... Reginald it's his turn now.
Mal's gonna yell out to Reggie to hold a shot, and then hopefully when he like shield bashes someone back, he'll have like a clearer target.
So Reggie will hold, I guess. Skunk Ape Skeleton number 4 is going to whack Malexius because that's all he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 12.
You're improving. But not quite, unfortunately.
Skunk Ape Skeleton number 2 is slobbering all over the place, but he can't hit anyone, so he's going to stay where he is. Because, yeah, I can't think of anything else for him to do. Cassia, it's your turn, and there are four creepy creatures.
How many hit points do you have, Mel?
You're very shivery, Becca. Have you got a fan on?
Yeah, it should be voice a little bit, though, because it normally doesn't.
Have you got noise suppression on?
Yeah, normally noise suppression stops it.
Oh, weird. I believe what Becca said was, Mal, how many hit points are you down?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't get that. I'm down 12.
Oh, cool. Well, you can have 7 back.
Thank you.
And that'll be Cassius' turn.
I'm sad. I could have actually got to the player. Malaxius, your turn.
Cool. Mal is going to try bash skeleton. I think it's 4 with his shield.
This one on the far right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it's just d20 plus 6, but I will double check. Yep. D20 plus 6. Does a 17 hit him?
17 hits his AC.
17 hits his AC.
Yes.
Cool. So he is going to take D6 plus 3 damage. Plus D6. Yep. And then D6 fire damage. 7 points damage, sorry. Yeah, I forgot Bardic Performance.
Okay. Never forget Bardic Performance.
Yeah.
So he takes 7 points straight up, and then he takes another 5 points of damage from fire, because I don't think DR accounts against that.
No. And the other two skeletons next to Skell 4 also take a point of fire damage from Splash.
Poor fellas. No, let's not take 14 damage off. Like, boom.
And I'm guessing a 17 doesn't push him away on his CMD.
His CMD is still 21.
Cool. Yeah. That's it then.
Okay. Monsieur Skeleton is very unhappy with being punched and slammed by Sin. He goes to hit Sin. I guess a 27!
That's
okay,
that actually
life.
Hits.
Actually, once. Oh my gosh, it's incredible. Okay, so, oh my gosh, 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
So I absorbed some of that. That's still 7.
Aw.
So much trying to save my healing spells later into the dungeon.
Oh. Oh well. I thought some bludgeoning enemies would finally be a bit more challenging. Right. That was him. Zim. Sin, you just see Sin get kind of whacked like straight down on the head by this giant bench.
Ooh, nasty. That's not gonna help. That's not gonna help. Can't do that. I could aid another. I'm gonna aid another on Sin's attack roll.
Okay.
So I just make a straight up attack roll, right?
Yep. And you want to hit 10.
So I will use my move action to pull out my backup whip. And use the backup whip to make it just a standard attack roll.
Cool.
There's always more whips.
I've got 3. Thank you.
Nice.
I've got the best with 0 damage.
Yep, yeah, so you got a +2.
Yep. Okay, cool. Is there anything else Zim wants to do?
I've done everything I can.
Zim.
Let's luck this guy back. Is that the druid? 16 hit.
16 does hit.
Nice. Then 10 damage from bludgeoning.
Oh, poor fella, he died. You just see the creature kind of, as you slam into him, as he kind of dodges into your kind of attack, because of the whip strike on the ground, he kind of just crumbles as soon as you hit him, and he kind of lands as a pile of bones, which then get crushed by the bench as it lands on top of the bones. He did.
Nice. Evil laughter, and then we're going to... We don't really hate any of them at the moment, so we're just going to spin the ball.
I just need to mark him as... Did. Cool. Right. Go for your second attack.
Yeah, bear with me. I just need to... Just double-check what the not hate is. It does affect things quite a bit. 24. Nice.
24 nice. Does it. Is that square difficult terrain? Yes, it would be. That makes sense. So it is now.
Not sure it's going to matter, but it just struck me as a...
Yeah. I'm just going to leave this token by and
stuff.
Yeah. Mm. 9 points of damage. And bludgeoning, so he takes it all. Yeah, so you kind of crush him, and again, like earlier, you start to see kind of the bones starting to crack and chip. He does not look happy. As he sees you, he decides he's going to whack you harder. Well, whack you back. I got 11 again.
You are allowed exactly one attack roll, and then that's it. You've had your fun, Nathan.
Oh well, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's Reggie, it's your turn now. I mean, it's Becca. What would you like to do?
I suppose you could come up, so like take out his dagger and start aiding another as well.
Yeah, I guess if he moves the square forward, then he'll be in range, so you can do that.
Yeah, so he probably would do that if he can't get clean shot. I do not know what his attack rolls are. I need to tell him that the concealed dagger is going to do a bit more. Sorry, my brain's gone. Give me a second. First of all,
would it be doing more? I think it might be doing less, because 1d4 minus 2. Minus 2 from strength, and then minus 1 because it's silver.
Oh, no, I meant to be two hit.
Ah, so right. Yes. Cool.
Anyway, we'll, Oh, just what he needed. There you go.
Yep, just, perfect.
Mouse.
Excellent. Yeah, okay, right. He's one square forward because he gets really closer. So we've done that. Skeletons, number four, is going to hit Mal for hitting him and setting him slightly on fire. And he got a 13. So, oh well. Skunk ape skeleton number two is going to... I'm going to bring him to the front because that was going to cause chaos otherwise. He's going to move into this square with his move action. And then he's going to go whack Cassia because he now can.
You mean to?
Yes. I only get a natural one, so no, he doesn't.
Totally.
Poor.
I'm not so.
These skeletons would be wrecking us if they could actually hit us.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Oh, gosh. Right. Okay. Cassia.
Let's heal Tim.
I'm just glad we went and looked in a little room first, which gave them time to attack us so that we formed a bottleneck.
Ew. Oh, nice.
If they were able to hit the other three of us, they'd be wrecking.
11 points of damage.
No, I'm healing Tim.
Ah, yes.
So, there you go. There's all your hard work's undone.
So sad.
I say this, I have one spell slot left already.
It's fine. It's not like there's more zombies and redactors and clerics and other things. Right, Malexius, it's your turn. You have a +2 from aid another from Reggie.
Mm-hmm. And a +1 from body performance, so we will just bash the same one we've been bashing. That will hit.
Yep, that hits.
For 7 points damage.
And that was 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he takes 7 points of damage, and that exceeds his CMD of 21.
Cool. So he is pushed 5 feet directly away from me.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, you send him sprawling back, and he kind of screeches in anger. And looks like he's going to come back at you in a second.
Yeah.
Right. Is there anything else you can do on your turn, Mal?
Mal's just going to taunt this skeleton for try draw some aggro.
+1 damage on that skeleton.
Oh, yeah. 8 damage.
You know you can turn bardic performance boosts on your character sheet.
I don't think it's filled out properly, so I don't know if like my attacks are gonna work. But I might play around now.
Yeah, if you go to the top of it, there should be a thing that says set buffs.
Oh, okay.
Like almost right at the top, just under your character name.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm using a different sheet, which is why I haven't set it up.
Right. There's nothing else. It is Sim's turn.
This guy tried to hit us. Now we hit him.
Zim.
Oh, Zim. I keep doing this.
Zimgalar. I need to spend another round of performance. I think, honestly, the most useful thing I can do is continue to annoy apes. So let's have another go at aiding Sin. Yes, keep up good work. Excellent. Doing well there. I need to get through faint. I need to get greater faint, isn't it? That's what I need.
Well, 11 succeeds.
+2 to attack
Sin, as it's now your turn.
Cool. Now we hate this guy.
Six definitely hit. Nine points of damage. Looks like it stings, and he's slightly chipped, but not nearly as bad as the others. Right. Skull 8 number 1. Last hit Sin. I think he's probably going to hit Sin again. Yeah. He's going to do that. He gets 11 to hit you.
How many 11s?
Bloody 3s just keep coming. They're just... Oh, gosh.
What? Just describe the dice you're rolling, Nathan, a minute.
I just use the roll 21.
I was going to say, it's not like sort of triangular, is it?
No. It says 1d20 plus 8.
Okay. There's not a space between the 2 and the 0.
Give me a second. Let me find slipping tool. I'll show you exactly what I'm rolling.
Like, no, normally wanting the DM to roll openly goes the other way, but here it's, we're just worried about you.
Just like,
it's not that we don't trust you, we just think you're getting screwed over.
Okay, right. It's Reggie's turn, and then I'm going to roll the next two skeletons, like, openly.
I don't know what.
Does he want to just do another aid?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Awesome. Fine. Mr. Skeleton Skunk Ape is going to 5 foot step and then whack Alexius.
Mm-hmm.
That's. Why did that? I don't even. Yeah, of course. I pressed the wrong button. Right. I got 26 this time, at least.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that'll help.
1d6 plus 6. And that's 11.
Ouch.
Much, much tastier.
So, guys, we just want to go back out and chill for a bit, right? After this.
I mean, I'm seeing this room right here. Which is. Go in there, lock the door, play cards for 8 hours.
And that would have been from this guy who was hitting sins at 18?
No.
No, oh, so sad. Cassia, this is your turn.
There goes my last spell. So much saving spell slots, 9 healing for Lexius.
Thank you.
Really, at least you're boosting my tracker.
Even if these skeletons didn't get any players, they've whittled down your resources quite nicely.
This is the bit of GMing I'm terrible at. Just making people use resources.
Yeah, no, I think I like the set piece spice where you have lots and lots of things happening at once, but it does mean that you're always fully prepared for it.
It's true. I need more GMing experience and also advice.
Yeah, it's just
asking for that.
It's just dungeons whittle people down, whereas.
To be fair, my dungeon was also a big set piece fight.
Yeah, true.
In which you crushed in sequence a series of things for CR4 higher than you.
Nothing wrong with undead immunities.
Nope.
I don't think it was the undead immunities. I don't think that was the thing there.
Combination of my inability to roll and people being very good at what they do.
Okay, right. Cassia, is anything else you can do in your turn?
No.
Alexius.
I'll say this, we'll draw out a weapon because we'll probably start having to do aid and other thing now.
Makes sense. Did Reggie aid me?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Cool.
It'll take to be on the middle one because it's got to be one he could reach at the time.
Got it. We will continue bashing the middle one then. Little power attack. No, miss.
You go to kind of whack him, but unfortunately, the kind of the chipped bones kind of just easily give way, and you don't seem to really kind of do anything to it. Zim.
Ugh, more bad performance. It's a third of my bad performance gone. I will aid another to improve Mal's AC.
Okay.
Is that an attack roll?
Yeah, it's an attack roll.
Yes, it is an attack roll.
Cool.
Because you're basically hindering the ape.
I try and, put the whip in the ape's face, just get up in its skull.
Yeah. Does that provide a bonus only to one specific?
Yeah, I think it's only one.
Okay, which one are you providing it against from?
The central ape.
This one. Okay. I will say that's the one you've seen recently being targeting Sin.
Oh, which one's been targeting Mal?
This one here.
Okay, yeah. So it's that one. So whichever one's bashing Mal.
Yeah, so the middle one was attacking Mal originally, but he's switched over at this point. You are going to provide a bonus against 4. Is there anything else you can do on your turn?
Nope.
Cool. Sin.
Let's whack the guy we hate.
Declare him as a hated target?
Yeah, I did it last turn.
Okay, cool.
That's why I only got one attack last turn.
Yes, I think we've got them on the run. Keep it up, good work.
Yeah, so 16 does hit, you said.
Yes, 16 hits.
6 damage.
Yep, he takes 6 points of damage and looks very unhappy about it.
Oh, it's 15 hits.
15 does hit as well.
Nice. 7.
Again, he looks just on the edge of life. Unlife, but is still clinging on. Okay, it is Monsieur Skeleton Numero 1, who is attacking Sin. He gets a 17, which I think misses.
Yep.
So sad. Reggie!
I guess I'd know where to attack if... Uh-huh. 19. So, yep.
Yep. That succeeds. Okay, Monsieur number 4 is going to hit Mal. You have a +2 to your AC here, so 80, I think that misses.
That will miss.
Lovely. Okay, so this is the guy holding on with 1 hit point. Gets a 25!
Yeah, that hits him.
What's your AC, Becca? Regardless...
22.
Oh, okay, I can improve it by 3, but that still hits.
Yeah,
so I would improve by 3, but then, still hits.
Yeah, I can't help with that, unfortunately.
You take 10 points of damage.
It's fine, we can absorb some of it. It's better than even Mal.
you absorb most.
Yeah.
What don't you absorb?
Slashing.
Cool. I will actually be okay in a few combats time.
Yep. I'm aware of this is
why. Right. So that's that skeleton taking his turn. Cassia, Sin has been thwacked.
Sorry. I'm being sleepy. Let's
will you be able to see him through the wall?
So I'm sort of posing this sort of, like, sticking their daggers in type of, like...
Yeah. I think, Reggie can do it on the other side, so that seems reasonable.
Otherwise, she could technically, I don't know, use a telekinetic projectile but not actually hitting. I don't know. What is your... You're not going for the attack action.
Yeah, actually, you can see like a half of the ape through the dynamic lighting, so that seems reasonable. Yeah.
14, cool, so we do 8. Sit on attack.
Okay, Malexius.
Alright, bash time. We'll go for the one on the right. So I don't get the 8 bonus. So we would just be +6. Oh,
yep.
Come on, confirm.
Hello.
Confirm.
Mal is
gorgeous.
Goodbye, Mr. Skeleton. Take 18 points of damage.
Yep, he's at -14 out of 24, so doing pretty good there.
Bang. Just scattered all over the floor.
And the bench drops onto the head of the other skeleton, right?
No, unfortunately not. Does he get pushed back by any chance?
He would get pushed back 10 feet, so there's just a pile of skeleton bits, like, here on this stool.
Yeah, the bench returns to its original place back over here.
The bones land mysteriously arranged in the shape of a sitting skeleton looking thoughtfully.
Yeah.
Finger on his chin.
Yes, a thinky nope. Mal has become an artist. Is there anything else you could do on your turn?
Look very prideful, but apart from that, no.
Okay.
Nice work, Mal.
Thanks, mate.
I'm going to have to keep spending bardic performance, aren't I?
Yep.
Oh, nearly down to half.
It's excellent. It's utterly excellent for me.
The worst thing ever. Do I keep trying to do aid another, or do I... You know what, I'm just going to try another trip on this skeleton. Might as well. Okay. I've still got another whip and a star knife.
Can you do damage with your whip, just checking?
No.
Cool.
I couldn't damage skeletons with a whip anyway, even if they didn't have a natural armor bonus, and even if I didn't have a massive strength penalty.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's 18. No, not going to do it.
Unfortunately not.
I drop the whip.
Are you sure you don't want to hold on to it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't really matter if I get tripped, but...
It would be really funny.
It wouldn't help the skeleton in any way, but it also wouldn't impair... Actually, what happens if I keep holding on to it, get tripped, and then just get up again?
Nothing.
Like, do I still have the whip?
Yeah.
So.
I'll do that then. Yeah, let it try and trip me.
Okay. Right, so he makes a CMB check, I guess. 1d20 plus... Oh, it's 8. Okay, fine. Yeah, he gets an 18 against your CMB.
I fall over.
Mal, you kind of feel Zim trip over into you as he gets pulled by his whip, and he holds on to it.
I rebound from the back of your knees.
What's your foot in, Zim?
Sorry, mate, it's these bloody monkeys, isn't it?
No. They're very unhappy by the thought of you calling them monkeys. They're very clearly apes.
That was deliberate.
Sin.
We're going to whack this one. The game put up with it. I'm pretty sure it's dead.
Yeah. He has one hit point. Like, right. 16, yep, hits. 8, yep. He goes to minus 7. Minus 6, in fact. Minus 7?
Do we spend an action to hate the last one? They're being pretty easy to hit, actually. This is why I missed my two. Right, she won't.
So...
23. 8 damage.
Yep. He looks thoroughly unhappy by that, but he is still standing. He's the first one to have attacked, and he's the last one in this fight. Cool, right. So that's Sin's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Miss your skeleton. Who is he going to attack? The person who hit him last. He's going to thwack you for 12, and that's going to miss.
We've been so lucky on these skeletons. Holy moly.
We've
still lost all our resources, all our healing, and half our bardic performance.
Yeah.
Okay, right, Reggie. I see I'm going to aid another one more time.
Yeah. I realise he should be getting a bardic performance. Well, no, it matters, but yeah.
Okay. I suppose part of the issue is. We've basically only got two people attacking.
Yeah.
Getting attacked by four people.
Yes, that is true. The bottleneck kind of works both ways.
Yeah. Also, Cassia and Zim really aren't combat people. Aren't attacking for damaged people.
Yes.
I would actually be fine if they had flesh.
Fair.
I think I might just about, if I got lucky, I could do like 2 points damage. But star knives. Star knives and whips is just not a good look with skeletons.
No. Cassia, it's your turn.
Can't actually reach to do two aid another, so.
Yeah, because you can't 5 foot step into that. Well, I guess you could move into the square, but that would invoke an attack opportunity.
Yeah. And it's also going to. Well, it wouldn't provoke an attack opportunity. But that puts her next to the skeleton ape, which is not her thing, really. So she's just going to stay there. Because she has 14 AC. Yeah.
Because if you go here and then here, wouldn't that provoke? Because you move.
I was thinking in terms of diagonal, but you're right, I probably couldn't diagonal into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's not going to do that.
Cool. Right. Is there anything she'd like to do?
She or may just... as well delay. Just in case something comes up.
Aid so another AC.
She's got to be able to reach this guy.
Alright, yes, fair enough. Cool. Makes sense. Malexius, you have a +2 to your attack from Reggie.
Nice. Bash time. Does a 14 hit his AC?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, no. Does a 15 hit his AC?
Yes, we know this.
Family inspiration, Dotsa.
Hey!
Yay! I helped!
sweet, so this is D6 plus... D20... Sorry, D6 plus 6 damage, not D20 plus 6. Bang, 12 points damage.
Yeah, 12 points of damage kills him. But you don't push him back.
No.
I should say, I thought you had to make a separate roll for the pushing back.
I think he used the attack roll on Shield Bash.
I thought you just made a separate attempt.
Shield Bash Pathfinder.
Some things you use the same roll. We're not sure about the others.
What's the ability?
Shield Slam. Sure. Substituting your attack roll for the combat maneuver check.
Fair enough, okay. Fair enough, why is that correct?
Okay, right. He did. I'm going to just say that is going to be the end of initiative for now. Is they going to do that? They're going to be...
It appears we underestimated this place. As someone, we could just walk in and find the information we're looking for.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very abandoned. Mal's going to grab a bench off a corpse and sit down on it.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Right, so... what were we thinking, plan-wise? Did we check out the room to our left, there?
Yeah.
Okay. How are we feeling? Do we want to explore a bit more? We all stick together, maybe go... it looks like the only way is left.
So this kind of circular chamber is filled with various taxidermied creatures and various skeletons. You can see kind of the ceiling. There's a fresco on the ceiling of various kind of like mythological beasts. You see kind of to the north here and here their doors. These two appear and seem barred by merely trying to push against them. And there is, in the centre, kind of a statue of some kind of cloaked, hooded figure labelled only as the cryptid.
Who cryptid. Huh.
We could sink and just quickly see what's on the other side of the doors. Perhaps give us more information of what we're walking into.
Yeah, don't want to get jumped again.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, Sin.
Yeah, so Sin's going to do a stealthily just in case. What's your stealth score, Sin?
You're going to go straight to East. Right, where is that? Right. 19. Interesting. Okay, yep. So, yep, you pop your head in here, and you want to make one more square, basically.
I can't.
Yep, of course, because the walls. Right, there you go. You're now in.
Ooh. Yeah,
so... Yes, you have a look in here, and you see kind of there, you come straight out looking into a kind of a circular alcove. That kind of, you see a really well-maintained kind of statue, which seems very at odds with the rest of the building. It's of a kind of a regal-looking man, kind of with outstretched arms, and at his chest kind of adorned with a winged eye. There's various picture frames which all appear to be ransacked of whatever they can contained. I don't know if Sin wants to give me a religion check, perhaps.
Sin doesn't give a, couldn't care less.
Cool. otherwise, could Sin give me a perception check?
She can do that one. No, she can't.
You know what, even with that plus six, you wouldn't. This is one of the places that Paizo does, that, like, you have to get, like, an inordinately high DC, yeah. Otherwise you can't succeed at all. Yes, cool. You can't see anything, like, here directly. You can vaguely kind of, you think you hear kind of the sounds of something moving, but you're not certain what.
Well, we can see a body, which is concerning. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Now that you're here, you hear both to one side. The longer you spend here, the more you hear a sort of... Well, from to your right, you hear a moaning, and to your left, you hear a kind of scuttling.
Hmm.
Those are bad.
What would you like to do?
We're just gonna pop back through.
Okay.
Which I can't do myself.
Yep.
As the zombies, I assume they're zombies, they look like zombies to pop up.
What do you gotta do? Would you got a cleric that likes undead? More and more zombies. Right, so Sin, you return, having been scared by some zombies.
She was not scared.
He ran away.
No, she's looking through his reports. Well, I realise she can take the bar off, can't she?
Yes, she could.
She'll do that before nipping through, if that means more zombies turn up.
Yep. Okay, so it will take you a round or so. So would you like to make me a strength check? And we'll see if you can get there before the zombies start charging you.
She does not have strength, right? Well, she has some.
Just got to make DC 15, otherwise you're going to be attacked. Oh. Unfortunately, you get attacked. Sid, would you care to roll initiative as zombies start swarming?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Does anyone else hear anything?
You hear. The door is thick, but, like, you can hear the moaning and the kind of screeching. Scrabbling. Right. Well, add turn tracker. Where is these? Oh, of course, because I forgot. They didn't put those things in the book.
Don't sound particularly healthy to me.
No, Sin, everything all right?
Okay.
Why is there a loud, exasperating sigh coming from the other side?
Sigh, D20.
Is this going to be another Mal versus Door?
Oh no. Flashback.
Oh god. I will say, I don't like the looks of this.
Well, only two can attack me right now. Well, I can figure out.
Yeah. Right, okay, Zombie is going to make 10 foot and charge. Let's do this in order. So, right, Zombie 1, because he's first, is going to charge. Because he can charge. So that's a plus 6 to hit. It might just fail. 1d20 plus 6. 23!
You're kidding. Yeah, no, that hits. To be fair, she's trapped at the moment as well.
Right. And then that is 1d6 plus 4. 7 points of bludgeoning damage. But, yeah, you are... Yeah, corporeal at this moment in time. Zombie number 2.
She's not incorporeal, she just used a,
What is that? I was saying corporeal.
Yeah.
Boom. So he moves up, and he goes to whack you. So 14, so I think that fails.
Yep.
Boom. Zombie Hard is just going to wander up. Yeah, they're just going to take, in the surprise round, they're just going to make their walk actions. So it's surprise round, so you don't get a turn this time. Wait, is it surprise? No, it wouldn't. She knew they were coming, so that's fine. So it's your turn now.
It's Sin. She's going to start, which is one I hit her. She hates it. And problem is, zombies. I got my medicine of trying to attack with bludgeoning damage.
Sin, what's happening?
You hear the sounds of combat on the other side of the door.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Right, that's it.
Are you going to charge the down the door?
I'll wait till people have their turns.
I'll give these guys like one round and then I'll add you to the turn tracker because at that point you would be aware.
Yeah, Cassie is probably saying, get back here or I'm desummoning you. As saying, okay. Completely failed to hit zombies.
It's okay. All the zombies are going to do a 23 to hit this guy. Zombie 1 loves this 17, doesn't he?
Mm.
It does 9 points of bludgeoning damage. Because, bam.
Oops, that's not what I... It does not equal... 16. Cool.
Okay, zombie number 2. Is not smart enough to move to allow his friend to attack, so he is just going to thwack you for 21.
That misses.
Oh, so sad. I should have made them flank you. That would have been so much fun. Right, zombie 3, 4, 5 can't do anything, so they're just going to chill. Sin, it's your turn.
Nah, did this one actually hit her? So she's going to keep fighting back. 14?
14 hits their AC, yep.
It'll be 13 actually, sorry, I lie. If you haven't got violent performance.
AC 12, so it's fine, you hit.
Fair enough. 7, bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, he only takes 2 points of damage. DR5 to the rescue.
22 will definitely hit.
Yep, 22 hits. He takes 1 point of damage. This monster, excellent. You know what? I'm regretting giving these guys 15 health instead of 12.
Yeah, that's Sin's turn. Because she can't 5 foot step through the door.
Okay. Zombie number one is unhappy that he's been hit. So he goes back and thwacks you for 18, which misses.
Yep.
Zombie number two is also going to thwack you. And gets a 9, so that misses. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Rest of the zombies can't do anything, so that's fine. Wait, which one of us can deal slashing damage? That would be
I'm Reggie. Having a concerned realization.
Reggie can, because he's got a sword cane. Right, Sin, it's your turn.
Cassie's probably yelled out, "You have 6 seconds." So she'll just roll her eyes and just come back through the door.
Okay.
She'll do a passing cheeky. That's not, I mean, the damage won't. No. Yeah, and then she'll pop back through.
Cool.
Which will provoke 2 attacks opportunities because she can't 5 foot step.
Boom. That's a 9. And that's a 9.
Yeah.
This 3 just keeps coming up.
I mean, it was going to be 26 her AC because of mobility, so.
Wait.
So, I just want to check something. Okay. Zim can do non-lethal bludgeoning damage to things with no natural armor or piercing damage. Sword canes do piercing damage. Bullets do bludgeoning damage. Shields do bludgeoning damage. Cassia doesn't do damage.
Malexius has a trident.
Which is
piercing damage.
Piercing.
It's fine.
We are completely wrecked.
Yes. Sid, you come back. The door is still barred shut, and there is a horde of zombies that have the taste of your ectoplasmic flesh.
She's going to come grumbling through, then just glaring at Cassia. It's like, It's like, zombies. And we totally heard them.
Of course you did.
They're going to follow us through. Looking at the door.
The door's barred.
Start to hear scrabbling at the door itself. Something seems to be scratching on the other side.
Well, shall we take a look what's in this charming chamber to the left?
Sin, would you care to make me a perception check? Because you were fighting for a couple of rounds, you did have a good chance to have a good look at them on as you were. You're pretty certain that all of them were wearing kind of like heavily charred and burnt nobles' clothing. Like they're extremely fine made, you could tell even through the kind of the charring. More specifically, 2 of them were wearing signet rings similar to the one Rexus has showed you previously.
Since that doesn't have that much intelligence, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's more that she's seen them before.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just saying.
It's probably the first again, but she doesn't say.
Yeah, it's your choice on whether Sin would think that it's important to relay, other it's just that she has seen it.
Sorry guys, she's Sin's just pissed off she wasn't allowed to fight them.
How many zombies?
5? I can't remember how many. There were 5, wasn't it? Yep.
Well, I suppose it's not unmanageable, but I don't exactly feel well equipped for dealing with that.
Well, perhaps we could. I said, as we walked in here expecting just to get the information we seek, perhaps we should withdraw and reconsider our plans.
Might be an idea.
Sim will probably say it also has their body. And spiders. But no, yeah, it's all spiders. Beck is all spiders.
He would have, like, kind of caught sight of something scuttling and it looked a bit like a spider.
And some sort of squishy insect of some kind.
Yeah, it's not sounding terribly promising, is it?
Not a walk in the park, that's for sure.
I mean, I could look through the other door, but that's where the zombies came from.
Why don't you take a look? Because perhaps there's nothing in there now, because the zombies have moved.
Okay, Sybil, do so.
Right. I need to see exactly what you see when you come round.
Are we stealthing again?
Yep. Cool. Make me a stealth check.
11. Oh, hello.
Yeah, you come out straight into the view of two. They don't look like that. They look more like monks of sorts, kind of in light clothing, and they kind of hone into you out there. And they kind of call out something in Infernal. And then they move to charge to engage you.
Good.
Now I need to find their stats. Because Cassius seems to be attracting everyone's attention today.
Well, because Sim will still have movement, so she can just step back in and through again.
Okay, cool. Alright, cool. Yeah, so yeah, you move straight back in. And you hear two people kind of clang into the door. Well, not clang. Stop right before the door, and they'll call out. It's like, "Who goes there?" In common, with a kind of a harsh, foreign, non-Kintagoan kind of accent on it.
They're just gonna do evil cackling laughter. She's gonna do her ghost cackle. She's going to try and make it seem like he's a ghost, as usual.
Yes, there appears to be another creature, perhaps more. And then they seem to kind of... it's the kind of the noise in the side of the door seems to fade away into silence.
Yeah, there's some of Froon's thugs.
Marvellous. This rest and resupply business is really sounding better and better, isn't it?
I will say, one of you does have the thought that perhaps if you rest and restore... perhaps the enemies on the other side of the door might also do something similar. Or even call in aid.
Well, we've already destroyed the apes. Presumably the zombies can't... They're not particularly harmed, so they can't really recover very much. We obviously don't know what else is going on.
They might transform some of these animals into things similar to the ape skeletons. I really fancy fighting them again.
Yes.
There's a lot of wacky stuff around here.
Well, has anyone seen some sort of, you know, cutting weapon? I believe that's what you need for zombies.
This statue here, Nathan... The blades.
Yeah, which one is that? I think that's the dragon related one, isn't it? I think that is fangs from the blue dragon Riverside. Is it Riverside? I'm just going to copy that. It's marked as this, the teeth of the blue dragon Rivazay.
If Mal was how sharp are like the sides of the teeth? If Mal was to like rip one off, could he use it as like an improvised two-handed slashing weapon?
Okay. Set of fangs the size of daggers. Yeah, I guess you could treat it like an improvised dagger. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's in this district, Nathan?
I will say one thing. Because it's made out of plaster, because they're fake, they will probably have the fragile quality as well as being improvised. So they'll be good for a bit in a pinch, but perhaps not for a prolonged combat.
Yeah.
As for in the district, Shim, give me a sec. Let me just.
What type of district is it?
If we go here, it's R1, so it's kind of in the top right of the Red Roof district. There's lots of like kind of tenement housing around. What else would there be? There might be a few kind of street food places. There might be a few of your supporters around.
Daggers. Daggers are slashing.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we can just... Can someone pop out and just, you know, buy a handful of daggers?
Well, because Cassie can give her dagger to Mal. Reggie's got a dagger, but not really much damage.
Where is the thing? I just need to check the bit of the book that says where things are.
Can Sin use weapons?
No.
Ooh.
Okay, so where R3 is the Red Roof Market. So it's got lots of like kind of butchers and stuff. So you might be able to persuade someone to sell daggers of sorts from there.
We've got two daggers in the party already. If Reggie's willing to give his Masterwork Silver one to Mal.
Yes. Reggie could like pop out, buy more daggers and return, and then go see if he can get some extra help. And that would be a good use of Reggie's time.
See if he can get some potions of healing.
Yes. Scrolls would work.
Okay, cool. Well, Reggie shall vanish off to do that. He'll return with some daggers shortly, and then return with some more potions, because he won't be able to buy it in the Red Roof Market. So he will go looking for those. When Angus arrives, you will have some potions and scrolls. But till then, everyone now has a dagger.
Cool.
Okay, folks, I'll go and buy some scrolls then from one of the temples, I suppose. I'll see you soon.
All right, mate. Yeah, see you in a bit.
Cool.
Okay, that's my token Reggie impression.
Pretty good, actually.
It is pretty good, I will give you that. Okay. I think this is a good time to probably call for a quick break, and we'll get back at 20 past.
Cool. Sounds good.
Right. I'll revive Craig.
And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find us on librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. with hyphens in between those words. I'm old school like that. The podcast theme music is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetana. Always one of my favourite songs. The campaign theme is My Revolution by Miracle of Sound. Gav is a fantastic musician and kindly makes his music available for podcasters. You can find him and hundreds of great tracks at miracleofsound.bandcamp.com. And I strongly suggest you go and check that out. There's also some brilliant videos on YouTube using his music, and I particularly recommend this one with its Assassin's Creed video. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, and goodbye.
La justice est une rivière rouge, je te jure.